This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why or where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe at the Captain's America Third Watch. We will be back on Parler once they come back online. And we're at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there, take a look at all the stuff we have over there, and take advantage of what we have there. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a question here from a woman who lives in California, but she has relatives in Michigan. And her question is, if they, in fact, do recall the governor in California, Mr. Newsom, do you think that there's any chance that they could do the same thing to Governor Whitmer in Michigan? And she's asking for her relatives.
Well, first of all, you have to look and see if Michigan is a recall state. Now, there are 20 states that allow for governor recalls. And Michigan's actually provides for the recall of any elected public office holder except judges of the court. And it's kind of weird because they have it kind of listed as recall election. So I would kind of dig into that one a little bit deeper to see what the stipulations are. If you go over to ballotpedia.org, it'll explain it there on what their laws are. I think it's really on election law, unless there is some actual criminal activity.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a tough one in Michigan.
Okay. Well, hopefully we answered her question, but she sent that to us via the email, so thank you very much, Evelyn, for doing that. Now, AOC is just absolutely going to the dark side more and more and more. Nunez responded to AOC's claim that Senator Ted Cruz almost had her murdered. She is out of her mind to think such a thing. Out of her mind.
I wrote about this yesterday because you have to understand what is going on, and you have to listen to her pretty carefully because she actually spills the beans of what the mission is by the Democrats. Democrat caucus. And what they're doing is they're identifying the entire Republican caucus in both houses that they're white nationalists, they're racist, and they're, as a consequence, they're terrorists. Is really what they're saying. And so when she puts out something that she that Cruz almost had her murdered were her words. You know, she takes it a step too far, but the spirit of what she's saying is the mission of the Democrats to go again. I mean, virtually saying that all Republicans are racist because they, you know, they may have QAnon followers or you know, they may be part of Oath Keepers or, you know, whatever. And these are radical organizations. Mm-hmm. So therefore, she says, you know, I don't feel safe around these people. I feel like my life is threatened.
Okay, we got a question from, I believe it's, yeah, okay. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
If they get, hello, Denise and Captain.
Hi.
If they get a Newsom out in California and they put a more reasonable governor in there, could he then recall some of the mayors from some of these cities that are going nuts? And one other comment on AOC is you can take the the barista and make her a congressman, but you can't take the barista out of AOC.
All right, well, thank you. All right, thank you. Now, we got breaking news coming in from Fort Bliss, Texas, and this is serious stuff, folks. All I'm getting is a headline. 11 soldiers have been hurt at an incident in Fort Bliss, Texas. That's all I've got right now. It's coming from three of the news agencies out of Fort Bliss, Texas, and I believe that's El Paso.
Yeah, let me see if I can get a little bit further on that one. It looks like 11 soldiers were injured after ingesting an unknown substance during field training. Two were in critical condition. This is the 1st Armored Division.
Wow.
So we don't know what the unknown substance was.
A lot of tanks there in that area. I know that. I've seen them training. They go underneath the road. The road that runs north-south out of there, they got bridges they travel underneath the road, and then they go out and do what they do. Okay, well,
They're all getting medical attention now, and that's all the details that they're on.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, that's what we got, and we'll stay abreast of that and let you know. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And then for you folks in New York that keep asking me about Governor Cuomo, we'll get into that conversation. Pathetic, pathetic stuff. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And don't forget, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, you've heard me talk about them before in the past, and you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there is a link there for the USCCA. Click on that. And this is not only for gun owners, this is also for people with knives or anyone that would ever have to get in a situation where you defend yourself. Because the first thing that's going to happen when that happens to you, whether you've defended yourself with your fist, a knife, a club, a ball bat, whatever, is they're going to come looking at you. They're not going to look at the other guy. They're going to come looking at you. And you need to have legal representation. And that's exactly what this is. USCCA, I'm a life member. And I believe that it's something that's important enough that anybody at all that carries a firearm or carries a knife or whatever you carry with you, and you get yourself in a situation, you need to be able to have the peace of mind of knowing there's somebody there to help you out. USCCA, go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, click on the link that's right there, and you'll find out more. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, the truth has finally come out about the New York State nursing home deaths. We were told officially the death total was 12,743, but not so fast because the New York Democratic Attorney General, New York State's Attorney General, has said there has been a massive cover-up and corruption scandal going on where she believes that twice as many people as that died, that death total is 50% low.
Yeah, the report actually says about 54% underreported. And what's particularly interesting about this one is that some investigative journalists for the Associated Press were running a parallel investigation, and theirs showed 64% underreported. So this is a fascinating deal, because I mean this is really kind of Cuomo's own death panel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's remember that he was thought to be a good candidate for president of the United States.
Yeah.
Then he wrote a book about his stellar job in dealing with the pandemic. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
And then he wins an
Emmy Award, right? Yeah.
For his daily briefings.
Right.
And then he blamed President Trump. And then we had, what, the Mercy Ship, the Javits Center, and the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital.
Yep.
Remember all those?
I do.
That didn't need to be? Okay.
Well.
So, now, this report, interestingly enough, it's a bad gig for him. And it is truly a cover-up, not only at the nursing home level, but also at the hospital level.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one, I think what the Attorney General is trying to do, because early on in this pandemic, Cuomo issued an executive order.
Mm-hmm.
And in this executive order, he gave qualified immunity to a whole group of people, group of people including, you know, some kind of employees and frontline workers and so on.
Jewish group, whatever they call them, the ones with the hats and all that and the funny hair.
If there was any kind of malfeasance or wrongful death, but he also gave in that qualified immunity to himself.
Yep.
Now, the Attorney General is trying to get that waived or overturned, the qualified immunity, when it comes to him, because they believe that his decisions he didn't even follow all of the laws and or his own executive order, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know how all the things that he did
right.
He didn't do.
Right.
But she wants that removed. So she's going after him.
Well, the funny thing was, not necessarily funny, but all these news agencies were carrying this last night, and guess who didn't?
Oh, well, I'm sure CNN didn't have anything to say about it.
The brother, Chris Cuomo, never said a word, but everybody other than him was talking about it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about Hunter Biden for a minute, because we found out again, and I found a little bit more on what I knew yesterday. He reportedly still owns a stake that's worth about $1 million to $1.5 million in the Chinese private equity firm, which is owned by the Bank of China. Yeah, that's the one that gave him and his partners $1.5 billion. And why is this still being allowed to happen?
Well,
we were told he didn't have any more investments, remember?
Well, he has a 10% stake, which means that he is still getting some residual income from it.
Well, 10% of $1.5 billion is a million.
Well, it's a stake in the ownership.
Okay.
So now the question becomes, what kind of national security risk is he or his uncle, meaning Joe Biden's brother and or Joe Biden? But, you know, the other thing is nobody ever talks about the sister, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she's got her fingerprints all over this, too. Remember when Tony Bobulinski said that, you know, the money was supposed to be transferred and it never came and it never came?
Yes, yes.
Well, some money did come. They just cut him out. But it went to an account or a couple of front accounts that Ashley had established in Pennsylvania, I think it was.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Now, the question becomes, will this nominee, Merrick Garland, Biden's choice to run the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, when he goes up for his hearing, is anybody going to ask him about this? Are you going to allow a continued investigation, or will you investigate all things Biden?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That'd be fun TV, won't it?
Yeah, by the way, yeah, will be. By the way, there was an FBI agent who appeared on MSNBC yesterday who was talking about the people that broke into the Capitol and this, that, and the other. And he compared those people, he called them the Trump rioters. He compared them to ISIS.
Well, others have compared them. That was, his name was Clint Watts. And I don't think it was ISIS so much as it was Al-Qaeda, I think you said. But anyway, yeah, he said, you know, these are, he kind of described what was happening. He said, you know, these ungoverned spaces in the places that we are in a military conflict, we'd be based on these kinds of things, we would drop a drone on them. So he's suggesting,
yeah, I remember.
You know, if it was here in the United States, say we ought to be drones.
Yeah. Now, our congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, Florida District Number 1, was of all places yesterday in Wyoming. He spent the whole day up there campaigning with the candidate running against Liz Cheney. They did a rally, and he made it known to everybody up there that he was supporting this other person. And apparently, it looks like as if there's a move right now to not only have Liz Cheney primaried, but also to have her removed from her leadership position, which I think there's a meeting coming up in Florida, which is why McCarthy was down here, of the Republican leaders down there somewhere along maybe Marco Island, I think is where they're going, somewhere down in there.
The meeting already happened.
Oh, okay.
The meeting was an RNC leadership meeting that Trump was actually supposed to attend. I think he attended it virtually when he was still, I forget when, but it was actually held in Amelia Island.
Mm-hmm.
And Harmy Dillon was there, Nikki Haley was there. Anyway, yeah, I mean, the first thing was to take Liz Cheney off of, she's in the third most powerful position in the caucus in the House, is to have her removed from that and otherwise then have her primaried. So, and this is all because she voted for impeachment.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you go, and you have yourself a good day today. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Radio, and stay low.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she writes, and you'll see all her articles over there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Joe Biden is ordering government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. The move will offer Americans help with medical coverage as the coronavirus pandemic continues to surge.
Also, even though coronavirus vaccines are rolling out, they're still not widely available to most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's part of an executive order that includes the Affordable Care Act.
The Department of Health and Human Services will open healthcare.gov for a special enrollment period from February 15th to May 15th. And just as a reminder, the prior administration only had it open for 6 weeks, so this is double that length of time.
President Biden also instructed his administration to consider reversing other Trump healthcare policies, including curbs on abortion counseling. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, Bo was in studio yesterday. We appreciate him very much and what he does for everybody. And again, if you have any questions for him, you can call him at 800-659-2080. He'll always be happy to take care of your questions. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses that you can take a look at. And, yeah, I said take a look at. You need to take the tour at either one of them. Their telephone number to do that is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, is where one of the campuses is. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here down in my backyard across the bay from where I'm sitting right now. Now, I would suggest you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their facility. Ask to take the tour. Okay. Before we get started, we received a report that Fort Bliss, Texas, 11 soldiers have been transported to the base hospital.
Apparently, they were out on some sort of mission or assignment on the base, training assignment. They got into something, don't know what the something is, and they got sick and were overcome, and three of them were regarded more serious than the rest of the others, but 11 soldiers, Fort Bliss, Texas, that's all we know. It appears that they got into some sort of contaminant or containment situation. I do know, having been on that base a number of times myself, that there are areas in there where they have chemical weapons that have been buried from years gone by out there, because there's a lot of desert areas to Fort Bliss, and I'm wondering if they got into something like that. We'll find out later, but right now that's all we know. Okay, now, the United States Coast Guard is alive and well. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Polar Star, which is one of their big icebreakers, braved a dangerous transit of the Bering Sea to clear a crucial shipping route and monitor Russian ships that were in the area. Now, you do probably know that the Coast Guard is getting, I believe, two more shiny new icebreakers, because they're the ones that go off into the North Pole and the North Atlantic, break the ice for the ships to get through, as well as down in the South Pole. They do the same thing down there. So this is interesting to hear about this, that they were up there on patrol and just happened to be spotting some and observing some Russian ships that were in the area, which is no real surprise. Now, Tampa, Florida, on Super Bowl Sunday, is going to have a remarkable feat performed by the United States Air Force. There will be a B-1 bomber leaving its base, flying to Tampa. At the same time, a B-2 bomber takes off from its base, flies to Tampa. At the same time, a B-52 bomber takes off from its base and flies to Tampa, where they were all meet up and pass information over Raymond James Stadium and the singing of the national anthem. Now, this is going to be a tremendous feat. First of all, it's never been done before in this particular fashion. And this will be something to just to show you how capable the Air Force is of doing something that comes down to being that precise and that concise, because they got to be there at the same time to be able to fly in that formation. Otherwise, they're going to be doing some circling or something like that, but they have to be there to fly over the field during the national anthem. Now, nobody's going to be landing and spending any time. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to fly back to their bases, but I'm right here where I'm going to be able to walk outside the door here and take a peek when they fly over, so I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be quite a sight to see. I'm going to try to take a picture of it if I can, and then I'll post it on Facebook. Well, the Pentagon is now incorporating climate analysis into its wargaming and analysis efforts as well, featuring the issue as part of its futural multinational defense strategy. Yep, climate change is now a national security priority for the Pentagon. Be careful what you wish for. Wow, be careful what you wish for. Also, the B-52H Stratofortress, a long-range heavy bomber, flew from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana and was expected to make a continuous flight across Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and down the eastern Saudi coastline near the United Arab Emirates and Qatar before returning back to the U.S. This was a show of force. It was designed to be a show of force against Iran, and we'll see what happens in that respect. By the way, good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. George Godfather's chiming in. And in Iran, Taliban officials say the U.S. is pushing war in Afghanistan. Now, this comes from the Associated Press. Iranian and Taliban officials met in Tehran and accused the U.S. of provoking a continuation of war in Iran. That was reported by Iranian state television. Now, I've told you, in my opinion, I believe number 46, Joe Biden, is going to keep us in Afghanistan. He's going to keep us in Iraq. He's going to keep us where we're at in the Middle East, might even expand it a little bit, because it's not so much the Republicans that start the wars. It's the Democrats that have started the wars that the Republicans have to clean up. Now, when I say start the wars, when you talk about, well, they go, what do you mean? Look at the Gulf War. Look who started that. That was George H.W. Bush started that. And then George W. Bush Jr. Yeah, they call him Jr. Well, who fired the first volley at Osama bin Laden? Does anybody remember? It was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton fired the first volley at those al-Qaeda training camps inside Iraq. You need to remember that. That's how it all started. And then the rest is history. By the way, there is a consideration on the table. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has voiced his commitment to shoring up close ties with his NATO ally Germany that have been strained under the Trump administration, and suggested that the plan to withdraw 12,000 U.S. troops from the country is actually open for discussion. So those troops that are in Germany, instead of being pulled out and being put somewhere else, may still be staying there. That's all we know. We'll have to wait and see as other things transpire. By the way, the Space Force can rest easy. It seems that Joe Biden, even though he's undone a lot of initiatives with the military and whatnot, he likes the idea of the Space Force, and he's going to keep it because of the importance of what they can do in a grand scheme of things. Now, U.S. Africa Command, the U.S. Deputy Commander for Africa, said he welcomed a new beginning and renamed relation and a renewed relationship between the U.S. and Sudan following the African country's removal from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism, as they're talking about bringing them into the fold, so to speak. We'll see. By the way, did you know a truck-mounted Russian air defense missile system that was captured on the Libyan battlefield was flown intact to a U.S. airbase in Germany in a covert mission? We just found out about that. How about that? And also, after the Norwegian government canceled an international military exercise this week, the U.S. Marine Corps is determining what to do with 1,000 Marines who arrived there earlier this month to train. I don't think they're going to stay in Norway, but we'll see. And the U.S. Army in Japan has begun inoculating the families of Defense Department civilian employees and contractors against the coronavirus at its Camp Zama headquarters and nearby installations. They're getting them all taken care of and squared away. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, coming up, TwoGuysShows.com. If you go to the website, it'll tell you all about where the gun shows are, what time they are. But the next one that I'll be at will be the one down in Sarasota on February the 13th and 14th. I'll be there on Saturday, February the 13th, and I'll be there till about 2, maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I usually don't stick around much longer than that because I like to go to Mixon's Groveside Cafe and grab me one of those Captain Club sandwiches. And I can't do that because they leave at 3, so I need to be there by 3. So that's what I'm going to be doing there. By the way, that's something that Chris Markowski missed out on the last time he was here. But the next gun show is going to be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, February the 13th and 14th. You can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, to find out more information. And if you're a vendor and you want to have a table or whatnot, you can call them at 727-776-3442. All right, over here to the guy that was going to get a sandwich that day that never showed up. It's the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, we're going to sound like we're playing with Robin Hood here today, but what the hell is going on with all this nonsense that we're hearing about right now with GameStop and Robin Hood and AOX in the middle of this and Jen Psaki and Janet Yellen and Ted Cruz, and they're all yelling at each other? I mean, what on earth is going on?
Hey, yeah, AOX and Ted Cruz are not yelling at one another. They agree with each other, believe it or not, in this situation. I agree wholeheartedly. with what AOC put out yesterday. I've been covering Wall Street fraud on my radio show for 20 years, even longer.
Yep.
Prior to that, you know, with my firm and my newsletter and appearances and whatnot. What I saw yesterday, like I said, I had a tough time getting to sleep last night. We're in a sad situation. We really are. We watched, a massive fraud yesterday. We witnessed a bailout. Massive proportions. We're never going to get the actual number. Billions and billions and billions of dollars of oligarchs on Wall Street, hedge fund guys.
Mm-hmm.
What basically America learned yesterday, the markets here, this country is not a fair country. It's not a free country. We don't have a free market unless, of course, you have a mansion in the Hamptons or Greenwich, Connecticut. That's basically what we learned yesterday. There was a great George Carlin skit from years ago where he said it's a big club and you ain't in it. Well, to all of your listeners out there, that's what it is. It's a big club and you ain't in it. I ain't in it. We are not in it. To shut down trading, buying in a stock, I've never seen that happen ever. And I've seen when they stop trading, buying and selling in a stock, I've seen that. But you're only shutting off the spigot on one side. Now, when someone sells a stock, someone else has to buy it. It's not a casino window where you go and you cash in your chips. For every seller, there's a buyer. And this is the supply and demand that makes stocks go up and makes them go down. And they forced that stock down yesterday to bail out all of these hedge funds so the hedge funds could come in and get the stock at a lower price and they wouldn't lose billions of dollars. This is stuff. The minute, you know, the driving stocks up and driving stocks down
yeah.
is stuff that these hedge funds do all the time. And they're obviously allowed to do it, but nobody else is. Now, do I think GameStop and AMC are overvalued? Yes, I do. But I also think Tesla is overvalued and other companies are overvalued. These kids on this Reddit, they were smart. They saw that these positions, these companies were overshorted. In one case, you're talking 140% of all the shares outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
No one says to themselves, how is that possible? How can you be short more than 140%? Well, it's possible if you're a hedge fund and the game is rigged and it's crooked. So basically, we live in a country, Matt, okay, that is no different than Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia has its oligarchs that control various different areas of their economy, oil, gas, whatever it may be. And we have our oligarchs that control the financial world. And it is really, really sad. All your listeners out there, okay, you might want to think about who you're doing business with. Okay, all of the big firms were involved with this in some way, shape, matter, or form. They all stand to gain, and they're all part of the rigged game. So you people out there with your Morgan Stanley accounts, your Merrill Lynch accounts, and they got those soft and cuddly commercials on TV, it's all a bunch of bull excrement. They're crooks.
Well, Janet Yellen managed to get $800,000 out of this whole mess. Now, was this before she was named Treasury Secretary? I think it was, right?
I don't know. I don't know how she got it. Maybe she was giving speeches to some of, you know, getting paid to do some of these things. Again, it's part of how crooked Wall Street is. You know, back in the day, they would just give you a suitcase full of cash. Now they made it legal by you giving a speech and then they give you a suitcase full of cash. So I don't know how that worked out.
Wow. Unbelievable. Just freaking unbelievable.
No, it's really sad. I mean, you know, people, you got to wake up. I mean, this is unfortunate. You know, in 2016, the Republican Party platform called for the breakup of the big banks, something that I've been calling for a long time, getting rid of this too-big-to-fail nonsense that we have here in this country. And Republicans didn't do it, okay? They didn't do it. Trump talked about doing it. He didn't do it. And they just keep getting bigger and more powerful. And that was an example yesterday. I'm hearing tunes of upwards of $80 billion is what these hedge funds could have lost. That's what I'm hearing that they could have lost, almost $80 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have that because these people are the ones that have the fancy mansions in the Hamptons and Greenwich, and they've been manipulating markets for a long, long time.
Now, There's another situation in New York. It's an investigation that was released by New York State's Democratic Attorney General, where she revealed massive corruption and a big-time cover-up scandal when it came to the nursing home problem they had up there. And the truth apparently has finally come out about all of this, that the state of New York massively underreported the nursing home COVID deaths by over 50%. Now, the official number, Chris, is 12,743. So that means, just taking them at their word with that story, 25,000 people died in the nursing homes that were all sent back from the hospitals that where they were being treated to die.
Well, I guess someone's looking to run for governor. this is Democrats taking out a Democrat. So I guess Letitia wants to run for governor of the state of New York, and this is how she's going to do it. She's going to take out the king, looking to take out King Cuomo here, Lord Farquaad, here in New York State. The mismanagement of, everything from the way this thing started to all the way now, the distribution of vaccines has been pathetic and sad.
Well, don't forget, a year or so ago, there was a lot of conversation and talk about Governor Cuomo becoming a presidential candidate. Well, that's obviously not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Not out of the state of New York. I don't think he's got a shot.
Okay, so number 46, Joe Biden, dangled the gas and oil tax out there for all to see. Now, I'm hearing numbers. I'm hearing tax numbers out there, what they might charge per gallon on the gasoline and the diesel, which is going to be just absolutely devastating to the economy. At one time, when Nancy first took over the speakership back, I believe it was 2012 or thereabouts, or was it 2008? Well, anyway, whenever she took over, she was talking about this gas tax as well. And they talked about maybe a 50-cent per gallon tax, which was absolutely asinine and never came close. Now I'm hearing 25 cents a gallon if they can get it.
That's just for starters. Yesterday, General Motors announced that they want to eliminate combustion engines in their sales by 2035. How in the world are they going to pay for roads and bridges if people are no longer buying gas? This is just a start. There eventually is going to be a mileage tax. And it's just, I think we talked about this here on your program. That's just the reality of the situation. So, yeah, I think gasoline taxes are going to be going up without a doubt.
Well, I'm familiar with the mileage tax because the truckers for years paid what was called a ton mileage tax up there in New York.
It's coming. I mean, they're going to have to, either that or they're going to find another way of raising revenue for bridges and roads.
Yeah.
But it's going to be heading in that direction.
And what you did was you tried to buy enough fuel to cover the ton mileage tax, and if you didn't, then you had to pay it. Now, if you had a little ton mileage tax plate, which a lot of people did, that would cover it. And if you ran the thruway, the toll road, you were exempt. So that's the way that all worked. But anyway, it is what it is. Here comes the music. That means I got to let you go. That means it's a weekend. So hopefully you'll have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go there, check out all the great things that he has. And by the way, you'll hear him on the weekend all across the country on many of these same stations and a whole bunch more. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.